So this is the second podcast for International Festival and Event Environments in terms of revision ahead of the 2017 exam. And for want of a better structure for the, the topic section of these podcasts, I thought I would turn back to the revision slides that I pieced together, or the review slides that I pieced together for the final lecture of the series. Because, you know, keep in mind that the reflection of, or the intention of piecing together that big, long set of revision and review slides was to see ways in which the different topics themselves could be rearranged, could be sliced and diced into some kind of an alternative narrative that wasn't just based on the way we happened to look at them through the series of lectures and topics that I presented and we had a look at, but maybe there are connections between them. So, for example, the slides kick off with a look at strategy. Strategy has been, you know, a key reference point through the whole of the module. Now, it may be, and I'll say this right from the word go, that there is a real discussion to be had as to whether events and festivals can really benefit, can really fully appreciate the benefits of taking a strategic approach. But that hasn't stopped authors having a look at it, from Event Scotland through to authors like Bostock and so on, and Crowther, I should say. You've got authors coming along and saying, well, look, there's something to be gained by taking a long-term perspective or by encouraging some way of being able to view a festival or an event or an organisation in the round, in its full capacity. Something about saying, you know, if we're going to try and develop organisations, not just in terms of delivering a project, but in terms of actually their overall ambitions and aims, and so on, then a strategic approach can help. We've got material out there. We've got quotations, we've got models, we've got impassioned pleas, which are making the point that, look, start with this bit, then have a look at that bit, and then think to yourself, what is it that a strategic approach can offer to festival and event development? And, you know, that apparently is where we're at in terms of the development of the industry of which we are interested in. So yes, the revision slides, the review slides have some quotations, they have some models, they remind us that we had a big long look at the Johnson et al. Partly, I would say, why do I end up using that one? I think that one comes into the module because it has the potential to be so all-encompassing, because it offers this wide array of considerations, and it's up to the individual person, the individual organization, to pick and choose and think, well, look, these are the bits that matter to us. But hey, thank you for the model, thank you for highlighting the ways in which these different aspects of a strategic approach can work. Now, I would suggest, or at least I suggest in the review slides, that it's a short hop from our strategic discussion to the comparative discussion. Again, it's being employed in a pretty strategic manner. And okay, you know, what's the alternatives of strategic approaches? Well, I guess it would be a sort of project-based approach, a more operational or logistical approach. But hey, thinking about the big picture stuff, and we've got this opportunity to think about the benefits of comparative research, think about the limitations, and so on. And we did this both in terms of the general picture, you know, of comparative work, but I think you could also say we brought it in when we were looking at trends as well. We were looking at the ways in which similar trend influences have an impact on industries and organizations in different places and at different times and all those sorts of things. So there was plenty going on there. You know, you've got this opportunity to bring the trends theme in. My review slides then slip onto the festival and events in the UAE slides that Jane produced. So the United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi and Dubai and so on, giving us an opportunity again to think about the ways in which different environments, different places are using events in different ways. Or perhaps you may feel, no, they're using them in the same way. They're just coming at it from a different perspective. Maybe a much more rapid growth in terms of the investment that's possible, in terms of the ambitions and the targets that they're working towards, and so on. So yes, finding ways in which we can identify trends and also ways in which we can respond to them and so on is a useful consideration. When we looked at the trends topic, while I'm on the subject and looking through the slides in front of me, then yes, the revision section or the revision slides then went into the trends bit from comparison to trends. Looked at different authors, looked at different sources, looked at different ideas, whether they're in terms of the slow change of one particular type of trend, whether it's the more rapid in development of some of the more outlandish ideas in relation to event technologies and so on. Speaking of event technologies, we certainly had a look at that in terms of the potential to use appropriate technologies, platforms, social media, and so on in relation to events and festivals. We did this both from a sort of conceptual perspective, but we also did it from a more applied perspective in terms of the IOC, for example, seeking to control uses of technology. And in terms of the IOC and their level of control, well, maybe that will come back when I remind us all that we had a look at that neoliberalism theme. However, we've now started getting to the point of thinking about stakeholders, because that cropped up in the review slides. I suppose that you could draw links between the stakeholder stuff and the strategic approach stuff, because they're both thinking about, okay, well, how are we going to relate to other organisations and individuals? Let's not forget my particular plea that we have a look below the level of the organisation and we start thinking about personal networks, social networks, networks of the sort that are between individual people with or without social media. This was also, in the review slides, one of the first references to the Foley et al. They're making the point that if you're delivering an event or festival or venue or project or whatever based on existing small-scale networks, then you might find yourself with important, powerful people coming up with projects that are very beneficial to important, powerful people, and therefore not necessarily taking on board the wider gamut of views and opinions and interests from the population as a whole. So that sort of thing came into it, and that does start getting us to think about some of the later themes in the topic. Social context, that was important. We had a look at that in terms of civil society, but social capital was one where we spent quite a lot of time. Again, this idea that there's a two-way relationship between events and their context. That yes, events are bringing potential benefits to those contexts, but then they're kind of responding to the ways in which society operates in different places, the host society. Now, I would suggest that the whole place and space topic was also quite a kind of social topic as well. But also, you know, it's operating on both an individual and a social level. You know, how do individuals respond to the way in which an event changes a destination, changes a place, changes the way we use a space? And also, how does the collective, how does the society do that? So have a look at those chapters through e-books and stuff. That should bring some useful stuff in. We had a look at this focus on festivals in particular. I've noticed that my review slides don't include the one from Bakhtin where he looked at the Carnivalesque, talking about misalliances, talking about eccentric behaviour, talking about sacrilege and so on. So I think that's worthwhile considering. Part of our discussion around festivals was to think about the ways in which they both reflect and disrupt society. Quinn talks about festivals reflecting local continuity and so on. But we know Bakhtin also was talking about the ways in which they disrupt life as well. And to the extent that that happens in a kind of anarchic way or actually quite a controlled way is an interesting discussion to be had. I've got 30 seconds left, so actually I'm going to pause this, or I'm going to stop this one here, and it will kick off a third and final review podcast in a moment. Thanks for listening so far.